this particular play, as most plays are, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they have just from the moment they read, we did the first read through to now. I mean, the evolving of the characters has been amazing.
Sure.
And I have some very seasoned actors, and I have some very new actors, and they've all just done an incredible job bringing their characters to life. And I really like giving them freedom to develop their character. And some of these, I just can't believe what these characters have been transformed to through the acting and their vision. And they've just done an incredible job with that. And our backstage manager she's the most organized person I've ever met in my life. And
They're always a blessing, aren't they? Those backstage people, those stage managers.
Well, and she has a couple roles in the play as well. So
Okay.
she's actually pulling triple duty, and she's done an excellent job, and she's kind of helped Laura and I out in a lot of spots about, yeah, well, we should do it this way because it'll be easier
Sure.
to change the scenes. And I'm like, wow, yeah, I didn't even think of that. So it's been
Right.
a really good balance.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we are definitely excited to see this production. So let's get to some of the important information, right? I mentioned that it's coming up very quickly. In fact, this next weekend, the dates on this show are May th 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then again, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. You guys have evening performances on Friday and Saturday. Those are at 7 p.m. I'm going to read some of this, and you correct me if I get any of it wrong, okay? You just jump in. And then on those Sunday performances, you're doing 2 p.m. matinees. And all of this is going to take place at R.G. Brown Theater over at the UW campus. Do I have all that right so far?
You are 100%
Yay.
correct so far, yes.
Awesome. I love that. And then, of course, we got to get people there. So, Mark, how can people get their tickets to this amazing show? Because I know there's a bunch of different ways that you can go ahead and get those tickets in hand so you can see Middletown over at R.G. Brown Theater.
So, if you're out in town and there's a poster and in one of the shops, there is a QR code. You could connect that way right to the ticket app. You can go to the Baraboo Theater Guild website. There's links through the Facebook page that I forgot to mention, and at the door as
Okay.
well. And there, it's just general admission, $16.
All
And I
right.
also wanted to add that on the first Sunday after the show, we are actually going to do a little Q&A with the cast.
Oh, I love that. That's cool. Awesome. So you get to know them a little bit and how they prepared for the role. Now, I was always a big proponent of the play Our Town. That's one that I've actually directed several different times. And this is giving me a little bit of Our Town vibes, going through the life of characters and seeing how they evolve and doing some of the mundane things. And so it's given me a little bit of that Our Town vibe. So this is kind of one of those plays that's right up my alley, considering how much of an Our Town fan that I actually am.
So funny you should mention that. Is one of the write-ups I was reading about, it says kind of a, they called it a modern R Town. It's
Oh, I
not,
love
it's
that.
definitely not the same, but it's
Sure.
like you said, the vibes are definitely the same.
All right. So if you understand what Our Town's about, even remember reading that in high school English class or maybe seeing it at some point. Maybe your high school did it at one point or your college. Kind of the same sort of vibe, but in a more modern, updated, giving it some new twists. And I think it's going to be a fantastic production. So again, it's called Middletown. It's being presented by the Baraboo Theater Guild. The show dates on this are going to be May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Those Friday and Saturday shows, 7 p.m. And then again on May 10th, 11th, and 12th. And those Sunday shows, don't forget, are 2 o'clock matinees. Tickets just $16. And you mentioned that you can find tickets by going to the links over on Facebook. Just do a search for Baraboo Theater Guild. I promise it's super easy. You can find those posters around town with a QR code or by going to BaraboOTheaterGuild.org. Just $16 for those tickets. Now, is there anything else you want to add here this morning before we let you get on with your day, Mark?
No, I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on and talk about the play, and I am extremely excited about it. I can't wait. I will say there it's not for kids,
okay,
I guess would be a thing that I want to stress. Maybe teenagers and up would be a more appropriate audience for this.
All right. All right. That's good to know as we plan our weekends. But that is awesome. And we thank you so much for joining us. It's always our pleasure working with the Baraboo Theater Guild. As I said, your productions are always amazing. You guys are always so awesome as well. And we really look forward to Middletown May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And then again, 10th, 11th, and 12th over R.G. Brown Theater on the UW campus. Mark Hamden Krause and his lovely wife, Laura Hamden Krause, the directors for this great play. And remember, for more information, Baraboo Theater Guild.org.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a building at Columbia University in New York, one of several schools where ABC's Stephanie Ramos says pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated.
At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens arrested as protesters and police in riot gear clashed. At the University of Florida, 9 protesters arrested. The school saying the University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East as talks continue for a potential ceasefire. Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. And 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed along with a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer. They were attempting to serve a warrant when the suspect opened fire. The suspect was killed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A dog was shot and a man was arrested Friday afternoon after police attempted a traffic stop in Columbia County. A Columbia County Sheriff's deputy tried to stop a vehicle for equipment violations on Highway 78 near Old U Road in the town of Caledonia. The man pulled over but only rolled down his illegally tinted windows a few inches. After negotiations, the man continued to be non-compliant. He eventually identified himself but still refused to leave the vehicle. A supervisor arrived on the scene and the deputies broke the window of the vehicle in an attempt to arrest the man. While trying to remove him from the vehicle, a dog exited the vehicle through the open door and bit a deputy several times. The deputy then shot at the dog to stop the attack. It was later brought to the Columbia County Humane Society and euthanized due to the extent of its injuries. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health. Providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 71 with more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
It's 8:08 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And thank you to Mark Hamden Krause for joining us to tell us about Middletown. Remember, BaraboothTheaterGuild.org to get tickets to go see that play. It opens Friday. It's Go West right now.
I don't need to fall at your feet just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone.
I'll pretend my ship's not sinking, and I'll tell myself I'm over you, 'cause I'm the king of wishful thinking. I'm the king of wishful thinking.
I get over you, I know I will.
You made a hole in my heart, but I won't shed a tear for
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 8 right now. And Finn, there's something very special I want to talk about here in a second. But first, Corey, this is another one of those moments where Corey Hartman promises me this technology is going to work, and then it always doesn't.
Oh, boy.
So I know. So I want to try it right away. So I got a couple things we can try. Let's see if this works. Well, hold on. Maybe not. Maybe if I knew what I was doing, that would help. It's playing. Okay. Things are happening. It's supposed to be. All right, let me keep working on this. So the thing that we're doing here, and that I want to do anyway, if I can get things to work, is the fact that Vanessa Williams has released new music for the first time in like 15 years, which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, she's a model, she's an actress, and we all know that she's had a great musical career over the years as well. And, well, that would explain things. Things are not connected. Oh, can you hear that?
Go. I hear sounds.
Oh, yay. Okay, hold on now, everybody. Okay, stop, Vanessa, because I'm not done talking yet.
Hold on, Vanessa.
Hold on. I know you want to tell us about your legs, but you got to stop for just a second. So, he was right. Something actually worked. I'm so giddy right now. Anyway, I had things connected and then it disconnected, so that was where it all went downhill. But we're good to go, and we're going to play the song here in just a minute. Anyway, Vanessa Williams, 61 years old, and she put out last time she put anything out was in May of 2009 with the release of her 8th studio album, which was called The Real Thing. Now, the latest that came out Friday, by the way, along with a music video, which if this is what 61 looks like, I'm totally all about being 61. This is a catchy dance pop tune. It features dance lyrics like it's called Legs, and the lyrics are things like, they say the legs are the last to go. I'm going to keep dancing. I'm still putting on the show. I'm going to keep dancing. And of course, I mentioned the video is she's front and center in several different dance studio type environments, several backup dancers supporting the Dance With Me star. And the music video, she actually announced that she was working on this a couple weeks ago on Instagram, saying, finally, my new music is coming out. Been 15 years since the last album, but the time is right. Get ready for the first single, Legs. Now, earlier this year, being the musician that she is, she actually started playing Miranda Priestley from The Devil Wears Prada. That's the musical over on London's West End. And she's done several roles on Broadway over the course of the last few years. So, without further ado, now that we know that it's working and you got a little sample of Vanessa and Legs, here we go. This is Legs. Keep dancing, Vanessa Williams.
Expect me to fade. I don't think about it.
Legs keep dancing. There's Vanessa Williams, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. What do you think, Finn? What do you think of her new song? It's a little dancey. It's got a beat. It's got a little groove to it. What do you think about Vanessa releasing new music at 61?
You go, Vanessa. You go.
I figure if this is what we're going to get from Vanessa Williams at 61, is it going to be a mega hit? I have no idea. Are people going to respond? I have no idea. I think that if you can rock it out like Vanessa Williams does at the age of 61 and look like she does in that music video, I mean, hello, let's go. Let's put it onto Spotify for the world to hear, because I think she's actually very talented. I really do like Vanessa Williams. I really do like her a whole lot. I think she got a bad rap back in the 80s when they took her crown away from her as Miss America. Yeah. Times have changed just a little bit.
She probably would have been canceled back then.
Right? Didn't they recently, like, apologize and give her back her crown? I believe so. I'd have to find the story on that, but I'm pretty sure she got her crown back, just because, again, times have changed just a little bit. You know what I'm most giddy about this morning, quite honestly? The fact that now I know I can play stuff off Spotify and make it work. Oh my gosh. It's like the first time Corey Hartman's ever been like, oh, it's just gonna work like magic, and then it does. So you gotta be connected and the phone and all of this, but this is the coolest board like he's ever got me for at home. I have to say, you know, like my little control board that I have here, it's all Bluetooth capable. So all I have to do is hook up my phone to play like phone calls when people want to be on the air. I just like Spotify stuff. So now I can really like find cool new music and stuff by artists we might not necessarily play. I'm so excited.
So now this new studio that you have on Goose Poop Pond,
eventually we'll have a new studio, right? We're still in our old one. The room is pretty, but it's just empty right now because, Corey hasn't been home long enough to actually build me a studio, he's been building studios around the state for everybody else.
Everybody else's studio.
That's right. Mine is on the back burner. I've gotten told when he's done building studios for the rest of the network, he will get to mine. To which I'm just like, so what, 3 years from now? Because there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. But he promises me it will be sooner than later, mostly because he needs a space as well. He also needs a space to work. You know, this weekend he was covering storms because we had a severe weather outbreak. Of course, if you were watching the news on Friday, you saw those horrific tornadoes go through Omaha. A lot of devastation in that particular neck of the woods, and a lot of devastation over the weekend in Oklahoma as well. Sulphur, right. Oklahoma particularly getting hit really hard. And, you know, it's kind of hard to do those things when you're just sitting at a tray table with your one laptop and you need multiple monitors and things like that to really watch the streams, because we had a ton of chasers out. There was a lot of video being pushed out the door to different networks and to different online entities. And so doing it all by a laptop with a tray table, not exactly conducive.
Not
so
ideal.
No, it's not. So if it all gets done sooner than later, it's going to be mostly because he needs a place to work. You're fine. You have a board, a tray table with a board on it, a chair and a microphone. You are fine is going to be what I'm going to get. So anyway, but I'm just excited that worked this morning. Yeah. We got to listen to Vanessa Williams. Awesome. Think of all the capabilities I have at my fingertips now. This is good stuff. This is really good stuff. I'm just glad, again, that it worked. He's promised me so many times that it was going to work, and then it didn't, and I had to go along this long roundabout way of getting stuff on the air, but that was easy. Just, you know, hooking my phone up to Bluetooth on my little board here. Yeah. Now, this is something very interesting this morning as well, because if you're somebody who's old, like you and I presumably are, or at least our teenagers like to think that we are, Finn.
Yeah.
And you use any of these terms, well, it's not a good day for you. In fact, you're going to be the opposite of cool. Just ask our teenagers. We're already there anyway. So someone polled Gen Zers and asked them to name the most outdated acronyms that they think are cringe now. For example, LOL is number one. If you text it to someone in their early 20s, they're going to think you're a boomer, even if you're not. Oh, oh yes, I do not text this to Max at all anymore because LOL is just out. He's like, why are
so
you texting
lame.
Me?
So
I know.
Lame.
So I try to be the cool mom every now and then. So here are a few more outdated terms and what Gen Zers might say instead. So instead of YOLO, write DIFTP, which means do it for the plot. You're the main character in your life, so don't avoid things. Do what it takes to move the story along is officially what that one means. Okay, that just seems like a lot of work. And then I got to like sound out the acronym to make sure I... ...thing completely different that you don't mean to say. After all, this is the way these work. Instead of KK, write bet. KK means okay, like you're on board. Bet means the same thing, like you bet. Instead of LMFAO, write IJBOL, which is short for I just burst out laughing. There's a lot of these things that are going to be hard to remember. It is very
days.
Complicated. Stop using ROFL, which is short for rolling on the floor laughing. Instead, just send a skull emoji. Like, it's so funny, you just died laughing. Yep, I get that a lot from the two boys. Mm-hmm. Don't shorten the word great by spelling it GR with the number 8. Say that slaps. Okay.
We'll go with that. Okay.
That's fine. I got this. Don't say diss, say clap back instead. Stop calling things fire. It's already very lame. Lit is back in style now. So things are lit, which is funny because that's always what I have said. And the boys thought I was weird for saying it way back in the day. And now it's cool again.
And now it's hip again.
I know. So see, I was always cooler than the rest of the world. just saying, I was before my time, people. Don't call things gross, call them ick. Never say give me the 411 to a Gen Zer. No one under 40 knows that that's the number for directory assistance. Instead say what's the tea or spill the tea. And then finally stop calling crazy people cray. In 2024 they're delulu, which is short for delusional. And yes, I get that one thrown at me a lot from my kids as well. So there you go. If you have teenagers and you want to be cool today, send them a text message using one of these. They're going to think you're the coolest, hippest parent on earth.
Will
or
they?
They're gonna No, they won't.
They'll just think, oh, dad, mom, don't do that.
No,
don't,
that's the beauty
try.
Of this. Yeah. Like, it's gonna make them like cringe more than anything if we try to throw out some of these terms. Which
they
is
hate
sometimes
it when we try to be cool.
Oh, which is why sometimes Corey and I do it though, because we're like, oh, how far can we push this before they're like, just stop trying to be cool. But there you have it. If you want to be cool to the Gen Zers, this is what you should be texting and putting in messaging. It just seems like a lot of work to remember all the acronyms. After all, I just got done. I just started remembering all the old ones, and now you expect me to know new ones. This is why I love emojis, though, because I can put an emoji in for all of the emotions that they just told me about here, and I don't have to come up with like a word for it or an acronym.
Yeah, but then the thing is how long. What's the shelf life on these substitutes that we're going to,
you know? I don't
know.
I don't care.
They'll last for a few months and then it'll be something else.
But. I don't care. And they keep coming out with new emojis that I feel like I need to use. And quite honestly, in my world, when I'm going to use an emoji or especially a meme, I love the Elmo pooping on the potty one because that can be used in so many scenarios. And that's the one that usually I'll send to people if I've got nothing else to say to them at that moment in time. Who doesn't love Elmo doing a little potty dance? It's all good stuff. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Sunny and warmer today, 70 for a high. And quite honestly, Finn, nobody's bringing me down. I got Spotify to work on my little board today. Nobody is bringing down this mood today because I feel like I just conquered the world, quite honestly. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight around 54, which also makes me sound really old when I say those thoughts out loud. Then partly cloudy, 71 tomorrow. We could have some more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Right now, it is 50.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
MaxFM. It's 8:30 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for spending us on this Tuesday. Here is Hall & Oates. You make my dreams come true on MaxFM.
What I want.
Well, you make my dreams come true.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:33 right now. And, you know, Finn, as we start on this Tuesday and we get ready for another day, whether it's, you know, going to work or hanging out at home, whatever you have on the agenda today, you need to do a little math and start adding some things up, because the time that you spend at work, maybe on the couch, maybe even on the toilet, we aren't going to ask too many questions. How many hours are you going to spend sitting today? That is the question. And I only ask this because there's a new study out there that looked at the exact amount of time the average person should sit, stand, sleep, and even exercise in a typical day. Well, I know that most of my day, at least it starts out doing a lot of sitting, right? Get up early in the morning, come down to my little chair, I sit here for a while, and then eventually I'm able to work out, and then the show starts, which means then it's basically like 3 hours of sitting nonstop, right? Because I don't have a lot of time to get out of the chair doing stuff in between. Right. Sometimes you got to run to the bathroom and things like that, but mostly 3 hours of sitting is what it entails during the morning show. Now, the good news is that you should feel pretty free to spend a significant amount of your life kicking back. The bad news is most of us are well over that ideal number already. Well, of course, there's always bad with that good news, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
It's a give or take we always have in this world. Now, here's the healthiest combo, though, according to the study results. Sleep for 8 hours and 20 minutes, but as little as 7.5 hours. That's totally okay. I wish I was even getting 7.5 hours most nights. I mean, if I get a good 3.5, 4, I chalk that up to a great night of sleep, which is really, really sad. And I understand way below what I'm supposed to be getting for the norm. In fact, when I go to my doctor every single time, she likes to inform me that I'm not getting enough sleep. Really? Thank you for
that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I appreciate your professional expertise. I got it. The second combination is sit for 6 hours. Even 7 might be fine. But if you're watching a lot of Netflix and have a desk job, you're probably way over that number. Stand for 5 hours and 10 minutes, which is just standing and walking around. It does include some time spent exercising as well, or doesn't include time spent exercising either. And then finally, 4 hours and 20 minutes. This is where you engage in some sort of level of physical activity. Half should be light activity, walking, doing housework. The other half should be moderate to intense activity. So 2 hours and 10 minutes of actual exercise each and every day. Who has time for that? That seems exhausting. 2 hours and 10 minutes of actual physical exercise every single day.
Yeah.
Now, I get about a half hour, 45 minutes most days. Plus, then there's also like the hour walk that I take with Aspen. So I'm a little below the average, but that just still seems a little excessive, 2 hours a day.
A little bit,
but
yeah.
I know there are people. I know there are people who do it, though. So kudos to you for making sure that your health is a priority. Look at you. Sleeping and exercising your proper amounts. Bet you even count how many calories you're consuming in a day.
Overachievers.
The rest of us are just going to Netflix and binge. That's what we're doing. We're just binge watching. Yeah. That's fine. It is interesting, though, like when you actually lay it out, how we kind of over assume that we're doing an okay job at some of this. And then when you actually look at your habits
and
things,
we're
not really doing that well. We like to sit and relax a whole lot more. I mean, here in the great state of Wisconsin, we also love an adult beverage or two to go along with it. So I'm going to assume that that doesn't help us very much along the way.
Just thinking,
just spitballing a little bit this morning. Now, you got plenty of exercise, though, in Ireland, right? Because you guys did a lot of walking, a little bicycling as well.
And then, of course, my children trying to kill me on Inishmore, you know. The bikes were a great idea. They were. It was a lot of fun, but also very, very taxing and strenuous.
Bicycling straight uphill, not exactly something you want to do necessarily on vacation, right? I don't even want to do that on a daily basis,
and
let alone when I'm on vacation.
Some of those cliffs, too. Some of those places, mountains that we were climbing. We went to... I can't remember where it was, but it was the place where they filmed parts of The Last Jedi.
Okay.
And The Force Awakens, you know, where it's Luke Skywalker's home, basically.
Yeah.
But kind of a steep climb. Kind of a little bit of a workout there.
I probably would call that my new home. Whatever Luke's hut was would now be mine. So just saying.
Yeah. We can just wrap it up here. Yeah.
And I do consider myself to be a pretty avid walker and hiker, but some stuff is even too much for me. Like, yeah. You know, even when we're around here, not even doing the great landscape of Ireland, there's a couple paths out at Mira Lake where they have the easy path or the really hard path.
The difficult path. Yeah.
And I'll just look at Aspen and I'll be like, we're doing the easy one today, girl. So sure. I feel much better about me making it up that one than the other one. Of course, if Dexter's with me, we're always going to do the harder one. And it's good to have him along because he'll get like halfway up, you know, and the kid weighs it like he's like a toothpick. Both my boys are like toothpicks. I don't know how they have the same gene pool as my husband and I. I mean, they're tower over the top of us. They're both bean poles. They both love to be really physical. I don't understand the gene, like DNA and gene pools at all.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know, right? When I look at these two boys. So he'll get halfway up and he'll be clapping. Come on, Mom, you can do it. All right, let me die here right where I'm at. And then you can hold my funeral right here. It's fine. I always make it to the top. I always do. But if he's not with me, Aspie and I are going for the easier path instead of the straight up and down hike. Just saying.
Makes sense. Yeah. You got to pace yourself.
You do. You know, my bones are getting brittle. I'm getting old. Like things don't, you know, don't move quite as well as they used to. So you gotta take that into account too. Yeah. And I remind him of this on the walk as well. And he just laughs. He's just like, you think you're super old. I was like, no, you tell me I'm old all the time. Like you tell me all the time I'm old.
I'm just confirming here.
That's right. That's right. So, and we always make it though. That's the good news. I might be dead at the end of it or feel like I'm about to, but we always make it. So I have that going for me. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Sunny and warmer today. We have like this weird cloud mix going on out here at Goose Poop Pond. We're like, it's super, super sunny for a while. And then these clouds move over the top and then it gets really dark. And so hopefully we lose that though today, because I'd love to see a little bit more sunshine. But it is a great morning. It's beautiful to start things out. And tomorrow going to be equally as nice, even though we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Lions will have their fourth annual rummage sale at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Local food vendors will also be selling breakfast and lunch both days, and 100% of the funds raised from the event will be going to the Baraboo Lions Foundation initiatives. These include diabetes education and awareness, vision screening at local schools, finance support for eye exams, and so much more. You can get all the details for this event by visiting BaraboolLions.org. Again, this is going to be Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's the Baraboo Lions' fourth annual rummage sale. And the Columbia County Fairgrounds and Portage will be hosting the Save the Grandstand 5K Run Walk. That's going to be on Sunday, May 5th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Registration will take place at the Grandstand from 7:30 until 8:30. It's $30 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. Fee will include water and treats after the run, and medals will go through the third place finishers. Proceeds will help benefit the restoration projects at the Grandstand. And then also that same day, it's going to be the kickoff of the Portage Flea Market every first Sunday of the month, May through October. And again, that'll be at the County Fairgrounds there in Portage.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night in baseball action, the Portage Warriors get an 11-3 win over the Sauk Prairie Eagles. Softball from a night ago, Baraboo falls to DeForest, 5-0 the loss there at Pierce Park. A few other shutouts as well last night. Portage able to blank Ripon, 10-0 the final there. Reedsburg with a massive 21-0 win over Mauston. And then Sauk Prairie fell to River Valley, 5-3 the final in that matchup. Stoughton, a 7-4 win over McFarland this past evening as well. Soccer, it was Mount Horeb, 12-0 winners over Portage Poinette, and Sauk Prairie, a 3-0 victory against Reedsburg. As is usually the case, it is an absolute jam-packed Tuesday today with events all around the area. For the Baraboo Thunderbirds, are going to be heading to McFarland for track and field. There's a quad meet taking place there with Baraboo, McFarland, Oregon, and Watertown. 4 o'clock, that will get started. T-Bird Boys Tennis is going to be at Portage tonight at 4:15. Baseball back at home at Mary Roundtree Evans Field hosting Sauk Prairie at 5 o'clock. Softball, it's going to be senior night out at Pierce Park as the T-Birds will be hosting McFarland also at 5. And then soccer this evening is going to be at home welcoming Stoughton at Beryl Newman Stadium. Again, a ton of events for all of the area teams. Check out their schedules for all the details. Brewers held to just 3 hits last night in a 1-0 loss to Tampa Bay. The Rays scored in the top of the first inning and not another run crossed the dish for the rest of the game. Rays pitchers combined for 12 strikeouts and just 3 hits allowed for the contest. Brewers fall to 17-11 for the season. The Rays are 14-16. Same two teams will meet tonight. 6:40 will be the first pitch. It's going to be Freddie Peralta getting the go for the crew. Tyler Alexander will counter for the Rays. Also tonight, the Bucks will look to stave off elimination from the playoffs as they're going to be hosting the Indiana Pacers. Pacers lead the series 3-1. Officially, Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Pat Beverley, and Chris Middleton are all listed as game-time decisions. 8:30 is going to be the tip-off on TNT. Some of the playoff matchups came to an end last night. Denver was able to finish off the LA Lakers 108-106 to take that series 4-1. Thunder completed the sweep of the Pelicans 97-89. And then it was the Celtics with a 102-88 win over the Miami Heat. Tonight, 76ers will look to avoid elimination against the Knicks as New York leads that series 3-1. And the Magic and Cavs will meet tonight. That game sits at 2-2 heading into the fifth contest. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at 5-15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 71 with more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
It's 8:46 right now. We are warming up nicely this morning, working our way to that high of 70 today. We will definitely take that. Welcome to spring. At least that's what I'd like to say, but it's Mother Nature. Who knows what she's got in store, right? The Bet Shop Boys now with Dusty Springfield. What have I done to deserve this on 99.7 Max FM?
Gonna get through.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Oh, that's a good one. I love that combination of the Pet Shop Boys with Dusty Springfield.
Yeah.
It is 8:50 right now, and time to take a look at our calendar days, Finn, because it's all those little things that we can do and celebrate to basically get ourselves through another work week and closer to another weekend. And on a Tuesday, I mean, there's not really anything that exciting about a Tuesday. At least we surpassed Monday. We've gotten through that all right, you know, but we haven't gotten to the real meat of the week, like, you know, the midweek and then Friday Eve. And then, of course, well, right, we're always ready for Friday. So let's take a look at what we have today. Is today the last day of April? It sure is, isn't it? Tomorrow is already May 1st. Crazy. So today, I love this. It's Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. If you're thinking of adding a furry friend to your family, whether it's a dog, cat, maybe a critter, you know that there are several shelters around here, including the Sauk County Humane Society, that have some really great pets up for adoption. And remember, if you want to help support those shelter pets, on Saturday they have their biggest fundraiser of the year out at the Baraboo Dog Park. That is their Paws Walk 2024, with a 1 mile and a 3 mile walk. You can still sponsor walkers, you can still put a team together, you can do all of that and find out more information over at sockhumane.org. But Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, I love that.
Are you still trying to figure out whether or not you and Aspie are going to go out for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably end up going, would be my guess. We'll see what the weather's going to do, too, because who knows at this point. Because here's the thing. If there's even a chance of a sprinkle, she won't move. She will not walk.
Yeah,
she just hates to be wet. So if there's even a chance of a sprinkle, she's going to be absolutely miserable out there. So I don't want to do that to her either, because it's supposed to be fun, right? So we'll see what the weather's supposed to do, because it looks like we have chances of showers on and off, but who really knows, you know? So we'll figure it out. But
gotcha.
No matter what, it's going to be a really fun day out there. So they're going to walk rain or shine. So even if Aspie is afraid of a little sprinkle touching her head, you make sure that you get your dog ready and put the galoshes on and head out there, because Aspen's just ridiculous. The other day during the middle of the rainstorm, like we were making like umbrella forts again, just so we could potty. It was the stupidest thing ever. It's one of those, if anybody came by with a camera, I would go viral type moments. It's just that ugly and that pathetic.
You're so sensitive, right?
She just hates being wet. She hates stuff falling on her head. It's crazy. Today is also Bugs Bunny Day, because it was on April 30th, 1938, a cartoon character known as Happy Rabbit made his debut in a short Warner Brothers cartoon titled Porky's Hare Hunt. He was the prototype for Bugs Bunny, having a similar personality, but he looked a whole lot different. In fact, he was a little scary looking, so I'm glad they changed him to the Bugs Bunny we know now. It's on the anniversary of the release of this short film that we obviously celebrate Bugs Bunny Day. So watch yourself some Warner Brothers today. Take a little extra time. You know, we were talking about getting enough sitting, walking, and moving time in there. But, you know, if you're watching Warner Brothers, I say give yourself an extra hour of sitting today, quite honestly. It's some of the best. Hairstyle Appreciation Day is also today. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. I just appreciate the fact that I have a great great hairstylist who makes my hair do something. So maybe that's what I'm supposed to appreciate. But either way, Hairstyle Appreciation Day. And let's say to the people who make our hair look like something as well.
Yes, thank you.
I would be lost without Mel and the layers and layers and layers that she puts into my hair, even though it's very short. It's also International Jazz Day today. I love that because who doesn't love a little jazz music to change the pace of life a little bit?
Right.
My Dexter does not appreciate jazz
He's
music.
Change
it. No. It doesn't have a hard beat, and that's really, really hard for him to wrap his mind around. You know, it's funny. The other day we were just having a conversation because we had Spotify going in the car. We were driving to Madison to Taekwondo, and Pitbull and T-Pain came up, their song Hey Baby from a few years ago. And when Dexter was little, he had three favorite songs. That one, he also had Soul Sister, Hey Soul Sister by Train. Okay. And yeah. Then he also had, I can't remember the third one off the top of my head now. Anyway, whenever he would hear these songs, his little thumb would pop into his mouth and he always flicked the tip of his nose with his index finger. So he'd sit there with his little thumb in his mouth, he'd flick his nose, and then he'd sway back and forth to the beat in his car seat, and he'd kick his legs at the same time. And then if his brother tried to talk, you'd get, "Buddy, shut up. I am listening right now." And then he'd go back, and then his brother would look at him and roll his eyes, and then he'd go back to flicking his little nose with his thumb popped in his mouth, keeping the beat. And I started telling him this story. He's like, "I don't remember that." I was like, "I don't know how you can't remember that. We spent so many years listening to you shush the car because you were swaying to your song." So he likes something with a little harder beat. That's essentially what it is for Dexter. He always had a big personality, people. Be jealous. This is why I say every streak of gray in my hair is named after a year of his life. There's a reason for this. He was always a little spunky. It's also National Mr. Potato Head Day today. Now, going all the way back to the 1940s, George Lerner of Brooklyn, New York, came up with the idea for a funny face man, a character that would be made by putting prolonged body and face parts into a fruit or a vegetable, because that's a natural way of thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The idea may have come from his nephew, though, Aaron Bradley, who he saw sticking sticks into potatoes while in a garden. Lerner received a lukewarm reception when he pitched this concept to toy companies, mostly because, you know, in less than a decade after the end of World War II, food rationing was still a recent memory. It looked wasteful, and companies ultimately rejected the idea, and then eventually he was able to sell his idea for $5,000. And in 1951, we got the potato head. And honestly, playing with toys has never been the same since. Yeah. I love Mr. Potato Head. He was absolutely my favorite. And then, of course, we all know that Mrs. Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head would have never been as cool as he was if Mrs. Potato Head had not come along at some point. So we're glad that she was
around. I wonder how long it took after Mr. Potato Head was introduced that Mrs. Potato Head came along.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I'd have to look that one up. But Mr. Potato Head Day. So if you want something to do today, then you should definitely play with your potato heads while you're watching Warner Brothers cartoons. Because to me, that is like the ultimate adult Tuesday that you could ever want. Let's see, what else do we have on this particular list? Well, we have a couple of food ones today as well. So today is National Bubble Tea Day. I know that's become a really big thing for a lot of people recently. So enjoy your bubble tea. It's also National Oatmeal Cookie Day today, because that's what I'm going to be enjoying while you're enjoying something probably much healthier than an oatmeal cookie. I'm gonna be over there with that. You have your bubble tea. And then this is not one that really needs an entire day to itself. And I get why they put it today, because for some people they go hand in hand with the oatmeal cookie, but it's National Raisin Day today as well. I think you're just fine with the oatmeal cookie without the raisins.
Don't ruin the oatmeal cookie with raisins.
And there's some things that raisins raisins are okay in, and I can deal with raisins, but they're not my favorite thing. And I remember when I was little, my mom used to give me raisins, and then for some reason at one point I just quit liking raisins. They kind of gave me a tummy ache at one point. Even if you ate those little tiny boxes, I was like, I don't know if it was the sweetness or what, but they always kind of gave me a little bit of a tummy ache. So I quit being kind of a raisin fan after that. But no matter how you're celebrating, I mean, if you've got an oatmeal cookie in hand, a potato head off to your left, and you're watching Warner Brothers off to your right,
you're good to go.
I think that is a good Tuesday. Yeah. I think that is the best way that you can adult on a Tuesday. That's for sure. Quick look at this forecast right now. Sunny and warmer today, 70 for a high. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, down to 54. Then partly cloudy, 71 tomorrow. We could see some more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Right now, it is 53.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage.